Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to Passion for Business. My name is Sharon McLean and today we are sharing bite-sized practical tips for you to digest and act upon. For those of you who'd like to call into our show, you can call in on 646-668-8471, and if you'd like to join us up on Twitter, you can join us at SharonBWE, or you can comment on our Facebook page, facebook.com/businesswithexcellence. And today, I'm going to be talking to my special guest, Cheryl Johnson, and our topic today is all about structure for new businesses. Now, I want to just share with you something that's really, really important before you even consider starting a business. So I'd like to welcome my guest, Cheryl, into the show. Welcome, Cheryl.
Good evening, Sharon. Thank you for having me onto the show.
It's a pleasure to have you. And today we're going to be talking about structure for new businesses. So what I'd like you to tell our listeners is just a little bit about yourself and how you came into business.
Okay, well, it all happened back in 2014, actually. I came from a very financial business background. I worked in an investment banking for 27 years, from the age of 17, really. And then what happened was I suddenly became unwell in 2013 in the summer. I ended up being off work until the following year and was diagnosed in February with a quite rare illness, but was off sick for 9 months. And during that time, the business idea came up. And, you know, a very creative idea from someone that was very corporate, it was quite unusual for me to come up with a creative idea. And Fearless Steps was formed.
Oh, that's excellent. So you were working in the corporate industry for quite a long time, and then because of your illness you were off work for a while, and while you were off work that's when your creativity started to kick in and
Definitely, you decided
to start Fearless Steps. So tell me about that process, like when you were off work, how was it for you? Because someone out there might be listening and going through similar situations. How did you work through that process of deciding, okay, I'm going to get up and do something, as opposed to just being at home and not maybe having anything to focus on?
Sure. Well, I think with me, I'm a bit of a go-getter, and my job was very challenging, but I loved it. I worked in equities. I was a manager of a team of people. It was busy. Yeah. It was a 10-hour day, but I thrived on being busy and the challenges and the risk. So while I was off, for me, it just wasn't an option to just sit around watching daytime telly. I quickly realised after about 2 or 3 weeks I was getting stuck on silly programmes like Jeremy Kyle and Millionaire Matchmaker, and started to turn the telly off and not put it on in the day, actually, because it was just taking my time up and it was, you know, a waste of my time, really. And then I think, you know, it literally was. One day I went into the card shop to buy a card for my friend and I said, I'm fed up of not being able to see what I want to buy. These cards don't reflect my friends and me. And I actually turned to the owner of the cards and said, I'm gonna do my own line of cards. I think he thought I was mad. But I said, I'm gonna do my own line. I said, I'll bring them in here when I've done them. And that's how the idea formed.
So that's how the idea formed. So you saw a need or a gap in the market, and you said, I'm fed up of going out buying cards and not seeing the cards that reflect my interest for people of colour. So instead of complaining about it, you decided to get up and do something about it. So if you're listening out there, I'm interviewing Cheryl Johnson from Fearless Steps. She has had a challenge with her work. So she was working in the corporate sector for many years and suffered a serious illness. And as a result of being at home and a result of being out and about in the shops, realizing that the cards that she was buying wasn't suited to her needs, she decided to get up and do something about it. So if you're listening out there and you're in a similar position, you can also follow your dreams and follow your passions. So tell me a little bit about what happened next for you, Cheryl. So you looked at this situation, you said, right, I want to do something about it. Tell me what steps are, Fearless Steps has formed.
Okay, I think for a while I thought with my family started toying with the idea how I could do it. So I knew what I wanted to produce, but I had no idea how to go about it. So I think even the business name, you know, I kept asking people, what did they have any ideas? And then one day I thought of Fearless Steps, and it just came to me because my old manager, which was a director at the bank, she used to call me Fearless. She used to say, you're not scared of anything. So she'd tell me all these little secrets that were senior level. And she'd say to me, Cheryl, if I tell you this, I'll have to kill you. But she trusted me. But she used to say, you know, because I always say, well, I would do this and I would do that. And I'm quite, I think I'm just quite a strong person mentally. And I don't really fear anything. I'm a bit, I like a bit of a challenge. I think I'm a bit of a fighter. I've got a fighting spirit. And I'm not scared because even when they diagnosed my illness, all I asked the doctor was, am I going to end up in a wheelchair? I wanted to know. And I think I like to face things head on. And he said he doesn't know. And I thought, look, to myself, I thought, whatever happens, I'm going to get through this. Whatever happens, regardless, I'm going to get through. So I think, you know, the business name came Fearless. And I thought, right, over the years, fear has stopped me achieving a lot of things. I've had a lot of ideas over the years, and I just don't follow through. So I thought, Fearless, and the steps are to move forward. And that's how the whole concept began to grow.
The whole concept grow. And when I met you and when I've seen you do things, I can see that you don't have that fear anymore. And the fact that you called your business Fearless Steps reminds you that you are fearless and you're taking steps to move forward. So this is an exciting venture that you started. And for those of you who are listening, Cheryl is a new entrepreneur. So she just started out in business. And later on, she's going to be sharing some tips for you if you're new into business that might help you in the early stages of moving forward in your business and how you can have some structure in your business. But before Cheryl shares that, I just wanted to say to the listeners and those of you who are thinking of either starting a business or have come through some adversity yourself and not knowing where to go, look at what you're passionate about. Look at a gap in the market. So what Cheryl did, she looked at a gap. She looked at something that wasn't being met. And then look at how you can put a structure in place. And I want to just share with you a few structures that you need to look at when you're setting up a business. So if you're a new business, you need a legal structure. You need to decide how you're going to set up your business. Are you going to be a sole trader, partnership, limited company? How is the law going to see you? Then you need some type of marketing structure. You need to decide how are you going to let others know about what you're doing and about what it is your business is all about. You also need a financial structure, which looks at where you're going to get your money from, how are you going to finance your business, what are your costings going to be. And you need an operational structure. So how are you going to operate your business? Are you going to do it on your own? Are you going to have associates? Are you going to work from home? Are you going to work from an office? How is your operations going to be? And then the last structure that you need is an exit structure. What if things don't work out? And that's nothing to do with you. You could have a fantastic business, fantastic idea, but sometimes things don't work out due to external factors. There could be something happening in the economy. There could be something going on economically, socially, or technologically that doesn't work out with your business. What would be your exit structure? Have you got something that you could do to back yourself up? Is it some part-time work? Is it another business on the side? Is it some passive income? So we're talking structures for new business, and you've got a live example here like Cheryl, who decided that she wasn't just going to sit at home and do nothing. She wanted to get up and do something, and she's using her creative gift. So Cheryl, tell me a little bit about Fearless Steps and the processes of how you make these cards. Tell me a little bit about the cards, the designs, okay, and how you get people to buy into your business.
Okay, so then the idea came that I was going to produce a new range of cards for people of colour, because they weren't, there's a very limited amount of cards in there for, if I say myself, a black woman, or any other sort of ethnic minority, really. So then the idea came that I would actually get them hand-drawn rather than have photos taken, because I just wanted mine to be different and I wanted them to be unique. And I came up with the idea of using youngsters to draw them. And I will be completely honest, at first it was a cost thing. I thought if I get some young teenagers to draw them, it would be cheaper. But then I thought, I could actually use this as a way of positively promoting them, because when I started working with the first young lady, I think she did the first 8 designs. She was only 15, and she was actually in my daughter's class. I've got a 15-year-old daughter, but she was an art student, and or 16 now. She was 15 at the time. She was an art student, and I asked her to draw these pictures. You know, I drew up a little contract with her, spoke to her mum, and she was brilliant because she was the easiest artist so far to work with. She just got, so I would say to her, this is what I want to see on the card. I'd tell her exactly what I'd want to see. Sometimes I'd even tell her the colouring. And she produced it so easily. And when she showed me what she'd drawn, I'd be like, that's exactly what I wanted. So that's a bit of a struggle because she only did the first 8 and I've used other artists since. And I love working with them because I think it just gives them an opportunity to really promote their talent and promote themselves in a very positive way. And I started putting their name and their age on the back of the card because I think it tells a bit of the story.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. That's really, really good. So you've used these young people. Originally, it was for cost, but now you're realising that they're using their talent. So I'm talking to Cheryl Johnson from Fearless Steps, for those of you who are listening in, and we're talking about structure for new businesses. So if you're thinking of setting up a new business, now Cheryl's journey has been different because she was in the corporate arena, and then due to an illness, she couldn't go back into full-time work, so she was at home, and she looked at a gap in the market and said, what can she do? And she decided to use her creativity to set up Fearless Steps, which is a card and an accessory business for people of colour. So she's identified that gap in the market and she's gone forward in terms of meeting the needs. So now, Cheryl, we're going to share some tips. And Cheryl is going to share 3 tips with you, and we've got a 4th one as well, of how businesses can set up their structures in the early stages. So, Cheryl, would you like to give some words of advice to our listeners? And if any of you would like to call in, or if you have a question for myself or Cheryl, you can call in on 646-668-8471. If you have a question, you can type it in our chat room on blogtalkradio.com/SharonMcLean, or you can send it on Twitter at SharonBWE, or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/businesswithexcellence. So Cheryl's going to share some tips or words of advice that she can give you for setting up in the early stages of how you can make sure you structure your business right. So over to you, Cheryl. What would you say to our listeners?
Thank you, Sharon. First thing I would say is I'm 10 months in now and I didn't structure really well. I sort of just went in the middle and kind of found my way around. And I would say that's probably not the ideal way to do it. You can save yourself some pain if you put a bit of a plan in place. So what I would say is, one of the first things I would say, and this is not exactly a tip, but it's advice, I would say surround yourself with people that are going to be positive and that will support you. And that may not be family or close friends, surprisingly. Just get some good support around you. The tips would be, the first one I would say is, if you've got a business idea, try to identify your customers at the very early stages. Think about what your business is going to supply to your customer. What problem is it going to solve? That's number one. Number two.
Excellent. So on that one, can I stop on number one, because that's a really good tip. So you're saying that we should identify our customers. So someone who says my customer is everyone, that's not identifying your customer.
No.
You have to break down those customers into groups, into segments. So you can break them down by gender, by age, by location, by interest, by hobbies. You've got to break them down so you can find them. So that's a really, really good tip. And then you also said, Cheryl, that you've got to look at the problem that you're solving. So in your case, your business is a prime example. You're solving the problem for people of colour who want to identify with a card for an anniversary, a celebration, that they can identify for people of colour, as opposed to having a card that doesn't resonate with them or resonate with their culture. So that's a problem that you're solving. So that's tip number one. So let's go on to your next tip. So businesses in the early stages.
Tip number two, I would say, effective networking. A lot of people will say to me, I speak to a lot of people, and they say, oh, I don't like networking, I don't want to go, I don't like talking to people I don't know. You have to do it. Whether you're comfortable or not, get comfortable, be uncomfortable, because you just have to do it. And
you just have to do it, yeah.
You have to push through, and I'm telling you, you'll meet people that feel exactly the same way as you do. You're not alone. But what I would say with the networking is, I think I went to absolutely everything I could hear. Everything I heard about, I would go into every networking event, and it tires you out. And sometimes the ones you're going to are not really going to help you. So if you can sort of try to identify the networking groups that will actually help you grow as a business, that would be a tip.
That would be a tip. So instead of going everywhere, you would look at the groups that will help you grow. So maybe being around like-minded people, maybe your customer base will be there, so your target customers will be there, or maybe someone of influence will be there who can network you with your target customers. I like to say, if you're not networking, you're not working. Because networking, if you would agree as well, Cheryl, is all about building up relationships. And once you've built that relationship with people and they get to know you, then they can identify a face, they can identify your products and services, and at the right time, when they're ready to buy, they will then contact you because you have been regularly building up that relationship. Would you agree with that, Cheryl?
Definitely, definitely. I've met some great people networking, honestly. I've even met people that have new businesses that they're sort of sharing. A lady helped me with my admin. Lady called Glennis, she's called Admin Nanny. She's actually for nothing. She's helped me out with some of my admin.
Yeah.
And I think I would never have met her unless I'd gone to one of the networking groups.
That's fantastic. And if you don't, also, when you go to the networking group, instead of sitting in a corner, you've got to actually talk to people. So if you're out there and you're frightened, you're thinking, oh my gosh, I can't do networking, what I would suggest that you do is maybe start off small. So maybe go to a small group gathering and then build up your networking from there. Right, so we're talking to Cheryl Johnson from Fearless Step. She has overcome adversities, moved from corporate to being off work with an illness, and then stepped back and bounced back into self-employment. So where she's sharing tips of how you can structure yourself as a new business owner. She started off with tip number one, which is important to identify your customers in terms of your business idea and think about whose problem are you solving. Her next tip is also about being effective in networking. And she says whether you're comfortable or not, it has to be done because it is powerful. Right, Cheryl, what's your next tip that you would give?
Number three, I would say, would be flexible. Flexible with your thinking. Don't have an idea and be stuck or rigid or you're not changing it. Listen to your customer, because your customer might have a need and you may need to slightly adjust your business idea to meet it. You have to listen to your customer's needs.
So your customer's needs are really, really important. So being flexible. So for those of you who are tuning in, please feel free to submit your questions or your comments on what you think Cheryl is sharing about structure for new businesses. Or if you've had any difficulty setting up your business, you might be have been fearful, like Cheryl, and not done anything. And then because of the situation, you've decided, right, now is the time to start. Well, don't hesitate. Help is available. So flexibility is really, really important. And you said that it's important to stay focused as well, Cheryl, when you're setting up in business.
Yeah, I would say don't lose your original business idea, because that is the business. But you may have to, you know, incorporate other things. And I think the example for me is I just had the greeting cards. My greeting cards are for $2.75. So I quickly realized, you know, selling 4 or 5 at an event is never really going to grow quite, you know, it's not going to grow as a business. It will take me a long, long time to grow selling that amount of cards. So what I started to do was incorporate a stationery line, which I actually buy in. It's not my design, but I buy them in because they fit in what I'm doing. And what I'm doing is inspiring and motivating. The wording in the cards are all very inspirational. I put the words in currently. I'm looking at using a youngster to do some poetry for me, which is another good thing for the cards.
Fantastic.
Another avenue. But what I started doing was selling journals and like inspirational, just things that make people smile. And what I've noticed is I did Palmer's Green Festival a few weeks ago. And everyone that stopped and looked at my books smiled. Everybody that looked at the stationery would read it and they'd smile. And I said, that's exactly what I want. I want to put a smile on people's face. They're fun and they're, you know, people relate to what they are.
What they are, yeah. So as well as having your cards, you've identified another additional support that you can give people. And it's fun words and it's also stationery that will help you even in your cost of business as well.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to Cheryl Johnson from Fearless Steps. We're going to have a short break. It's going to be a verbal break about business with excellence. So Cheryl, when I come back, you can share your last and final tip. Okay?
No problem. Thank you, Sharon.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Sharon McLean from Blog Talk Radio talking passion for business. We share bite-sized practical tips for you to digest and act upon. If you are looking for a mentor or someone to steer you in the right direction, Business with Excellence can help you, and they can help you with monthly mentoring, starting or growing your business. If you'd like a mentoring session, you can email info@businesswithexcellence.com. Also, Business with Excellence has a brand new book called Business Pearls that gives you 42 quotes and memoirs to help you start and grow your business. It covers pearls for starting, pearls for growing, pearls for being authentic, pearls for being innovative, and you also have action points that you can follow up on as you read each pearl. So if you'd like a copy of Business Pearls, it's available on Amazon and Kindle, and it's Business Pearls written by Sharon McLean from Business with Excellence. For those of you who are in the UK, if you want to do a bit of networking, we have Black History Month, and we have a networking event on Monday the 31st of August in Croydon, from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. called Continuing Legacy. If you'd like to come along and just network, you're more than welcome. It's a free event. But if you'd like to book a table for the event, we're doing a special offer rate of £20 before the 14th of October, and you can book online at www.continuinglegacybwe.co.uk. And if you want further details, please visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/businesswithexcellence. Well, we're talking structures for new business, and I've got my special guest, Cheryl Johnson from Fearless Steps. So Cheryl, would you like to share your last tip with us? And I really want to thank you for joining us on this show today. So have you got a last tip that you'd like to share with us today?
I think the last one, the most important one, is get some help. Don't try to do everything on your own. You know, get help, ask for support, because it is very overwhelming. It's very isolating on your own. And it does, you know, I struggle at times to organize my time. And I was a very organized person in banking, but it's really tough sometimes. But it can be done. Just get help. So you
just
can join.
Get the help.
Yeah, join networking groups. Get yourself a business coach. I'm actually Sharon, you're a business coach that I use. I think it's excellent, because what that does is when you sit down with your business coach and you sort of brainstorm, it just helps you focus and get on the right path. It's really helped me. And I think joining the right networking groups.
Yeah, is important as well. So lots and lots of support. So if you're listening out there, you don't have to struggle alone. Although you work from home, or you might work from an office and you don't see people, you don't have to be on your own. There is support available. Well, Cheryl, I really want to thank you for taking part in the show today. I've got a few questions that I'll be answering as you before you go. We've got a few more minutes left to the end of the show. So someone has asked, how easy did you find it to share your ideas with other business people? How easy did you find that?
That's interesting, because I spoke about that today. Quite easy, actually. I didn't hide it, and I find sometimes I ask people what they're doing, and they don't want to tell me. But I wasn't scared to share it, and I found the more I talked about it, the more support I got and help and advice. So I found it very easy.
Okay, so the more you shared it, you found it very easy. Because it is true, some people don't like to share because they think people might take their idea.
But as
you shared, you got the help, support and advice. And what I always like to say to people is that there's so many similar businesses out there, but there's only one Cheryl. So even though everybody else might be selling cards, there's something unique about you, and your customers will come to you because they find something unique about you. And we all have to find our USP, which is our unique selling point. We've got time for one more question, Cheryl. What steps did you take to ensure your startup costs were kept low? Because obviously when people are starting a business, they might get a bit frightened about their costing. How did you keep your costs low?
I think coming from back in banking, I'm quite sensible with money and I don't like debt. So I was very mindful of what I was spending, and I made sure, I'm the same with my personal finances. I made sure, you know, I didn't buy anything too expensive. I just was very sensible, I think. I wasn't extravagant at all.
Okay, so you just bought the necessities at the beginning before you started to build
it
up.
What you need to think about, Sharon, is, you know, you want to sell this item on at a profit. So you've got to buy in and think about your customer. Yeah. It's got to be affordable for your customer.
Yeah, that's true. And when it's affordable, your customers will buy it. Or once you're meeting the need, they will buy that product or service. Well, Cheryl, I really want to thank you for joining us here today on Passion for Business. It was really lovely to have you. And just before we close, I want you to give us your website and give us any details of events that are coming up where people can get hold of you.
Okay. My website is www.fearlessteps.co.uk. I'm having an event on the 10th of November in what is 2 minutes away from Warren Street in a coffee shop called Coffee Cakes and Kisses. It's a coffee shop with a difference. It's an open plan kitchen. It's a lovely space. And the event is going to be themed on where we've come from and where we're going to. So we're having a bit of, you know, in line with Black History, we're having a bit of Black History, and we're going to have businesses there with stands, and I've actually got some youngsters performing, which is going to be the first time, which will be excellent. Should be a very good evening.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's excellent. So that's the 10th of November.
The event's actually
set
up on Eventbrite. And it's called
Eventbrite. Can we have the link?
Yep, it's called, I can send you the link. It's called Fearless Connections 003, because it's my third one this year.
lovely Fearless Connection 003. So if you want to get along to that event and meet Cheryl, that's on the 10th of November. So thank you so much again, everyone, for listening to Passion for Business. And if you want to come on the show, send me an email, info@businesswithexcellence.com, and we look forward to speaking to you all again. So thank you so much, Cheryl, my guest, for joining me today. That was Cheryl Johnson from Fearless Steps. Thank you so much, Cheryl.
Thank you, Sharon, and my passion is